had given an interview to somebody somewhere at some time about it, but I wasn't conscious at the time who it was.
Well, it's you're doing a great deal of service to scholarship by making yourself available, and I certainly appreciate it. You were speaking before I switched this thing on about the about where Faulkner derived his language, and you say it was not just from this section of Mississippi, but particularly from the Delta.
Well, I don't think the thing about makes William, I think, a great genius is that I don't think he derived his knowledge so much from books as he did from just observation. He was a great observer, and he was a great actor. People didn't realize what a great actor he was. And there was nothing pretentious about him at all. And he was a very modest man. He's the most indescribable man, and yet the most impressive man. He's just almost indescribable, if he is such a character.
That's an extraordinary range.
In other words, there is no other William Faulkner. That's just my idea about William Faulkner. And I think the very first time that I ever saw William was at I think he used expression about the other side of the railroad track. And I don't know whether you know what the other side of the railroad track means.
Is it the wrong side?
No, it isn't exactly the wrong side, but probably it's the people on this side were just a little grade above those on the other side of the track, and we might say that the city folks and the country folks. That's one description. And yet today, probably the best people now live in the country. And the worst people live in the city. It's reversed, don't you see? The best people now are in the rural district, is the way I understand it, the way the geography of the United States is changing, and I guess countries change, and maybe it's for the best. But anyway, I lived on the other side of the railroad track. In other words, I came from about 8 miles out in the country. Well, I was ambitious, and I was exactly Bill's age. I don't suppose it was probably 30 days difference in our age. I don't know what Bill's age is. I'm in my 81st birthday. I'll be 81 years old coming July, and I imagine Bill would be about that age if he were living. And I came here to the Oxford High School from country school, which we had good teachers. We had university graduates out there at this little country school. People were all interested in education and so on and so